This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio.
Up with the old, in with the new. 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning. And a very good morning to everyone out there today.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
This is it. This is the big event.
Is it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, big event?
This is a huge event. This is our birthday party today. We've actually planned nothing for today. But this is our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah.
We made it 1 year.
Unbelievable.
And I still don't believe it, you know? And we still get looks around the office like, what are they doing?
Who are
here?
Those guys?
What are they doing here still?
Why do they keep showing up? What's the point? Yeah. Yeah, well, congratulations to you, pal. Yeah,
same to you.
Yeah, this right. Sam, you know, we can do it without Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah.
Congrats to you guys.
That's right.
Plus, Sam brought food.
I know.
I brought some banana bread in
banana
for you guys.
Banana bread?
To celebrate.
Yeah, this is fantastic. I can eat while we do the show.
No, you're not really supposed to do that.
Not again. You don't want to hear you going.
Again. Don't get into this habit of eating while you're on here.
Well, it's difficult to eat the banana bread with the burning candle on it. But here we are, 1 year.
I know.
Now, who would have guessed, right? I mean, all the different things that we have tried over that last year.
Yeah, I was going to say the show is like completely different from how it started out.
Well,
is
it?
Well, it's not completely different, but it's definitely a different show than it was on the first day last year.
I have no recollection.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember anything from the first show.
After
it was just
like
a blur.
40 years, all of a sudden here we are in the air and we did our first show. I can't imagine what that sounds like. But I mean, all the other things that we have tried, attempted on this program, you know, the time tunnel.
The time tunnel didn't work.
Well, it works, but it's we weren't sure about the time.
It takes a lot of grease to get it going.
It does, and then we had the cone of silence.
Yeah,
and I wish we had the cone of silence back again. Boy, oh boy, you know when we were telling secrets, you know, news secrets that some people get on the press and some people don't. Well, you know. We needed that cone of silence in order to...
We can talk under the cone of silence.
There you go.
The cone of silence.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, we still got it.
It's still here. It's still functional. But...
we don't really use it. We don't really need to.
Well, we had the echo problem.
It's less the cone of silence and more the cone of misunderstanding.
that was pretty much what it turned out to be like. But,
exactly. Yeah. And we've had, you know, some other things that we've tried along the way, like this guy.
So how do you say croissant in French with the typical French pronunciation? Is it croissant, croissant,
croissant,
croissant,
croissant,
croissant,
croissant?
Well, essentially, if you are able to pronounce the French R like the French do, just say croissant.
Oh,
croissant.
Yeah. Croissant.
The T at the end of croissant is definitely croissant. Silent, so croissant. Do not say croissant,
okay.
But rather croissant.
Croissant.
Julian,
get
the message.
If you cannot pronounce the French R.
Tends to go on and on, doesn't he?
Croissant.
He's driving the point home. Thankfully, he didn't do that to every word we asked him to pronounce.
Right? Yeah. Well, we can bring him back again too. I mean, it was just we haven't really had any problem pronouncing words.
That's right. We never have a problem pronouncing words on this show.
We're getting our first texts in here from a few people.
From Anna. Congratulations on your first year anniversary, John, Gordy, and Sam. I've been listening since day one.
Oh, that's nice, Anna.
Wow.
Very good. Thank you very much.
I understand Anna has therapy every week.
And our program director, our station manager, Catherine Lake.
Who's that?
Catherine Lake.
Oh,
she's in the corner office over there.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. She always invites us to come in after the show.
I only know her as the boss.
Discuss things.
As the boss.
Well, she sent some hearts. That's nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Good. Good deal. You can send us a text if you'd like to. Get on the Civic Media app and do that. Or you can just use your phone, 608-879-TALK, 879-8255. Give us a call. Give us a text. What are you writing down? What's this?
I'm putting talk on there.
Have you still not learned the phone number after a year on
no.
the air?
Actually, I have no idea. No. I don't know what the phone number is.
No.
But isn't it written on your laptop?
Yes,
it is.
Mine.
I have a little sign on my
laptop.
Yeah,
I've got a little thing on my laptop.
But the thing is, it's the 879 I know.
Do you?
But I oftentimes remember when you used to give the phone number all the time.
Right. Yeah.
I would say, no, it's 879-TALK.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the easiest way to remember it.
It is. Yeah.
But, or, the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Easiest way to get through to the program.
That's the easy way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations.
And we apologize to everybody that does text us, but we don't get to it or read it in time.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they scroll by pretty quickly.
Yeah.
We get a bunch of them at once.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's check the weather for today. Right?
We wish.
It's warm out. It's warm in here, man.
It is really hot in here.
I'm sweating.
Yeah, it's hot out there.
It's hot. Did you hear that? Okay. 67 degrees currently. What's the high temperature today? Let's use the old lottery balls. Let's get our balls out here and get them going. They're jumping up and down. Let's see. First number is a 7. Afternoon high here. 71 today. Look for some rain this afternoon, maybe some thunderstorms tonight. Might have to take down the gazebo. They're talking about heavy rain and thunderstorms and wind and maybe some hail. You want to come over to the house later and help me take that sucker down?
Not a chance, man.
Okay, thanks. Maybe I can convince Sam.
Has Sam helped you with your computer?
Oh, yeah, but he needs more help.
No, yes. Actually, I got it going.
Oh,
I figured it out. Actually, what you said yesterday... was correct, John.
Oh.
I had to get onto Windows and log on there and figure that out.
Oh, so you have that going.
I have it going.
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Everything's fine. Okay. Let's check the National Day calendar because we've been doing that since day one, and that's a segment that everybody loves. Even us.
It's popular.
It's talked about a lot. Is it National Wicked Day? How about National Publicist Day? Is it National Speak Up for Service Day, National Candy Corn Day, or National Alarm Clock Day? What is it?
Alarm Clock Day.
It's not National Alarm Clock Day. That's all. Yeah.
Wicked
I just
day.
Did that.
That's
what?
Crazy. Wicked Day.
Wicked.
That was too quick. You just knew right off the bat. Which day it was.
I did that for sentimental reasons because I've thrown that one in several times.
Oh.
It's always an easy one to guess. Yes.
Remember the rock and roll trivia calendar?
Oh, yeah.
That's what we started out with,
I think. Right. You're right. I still have that at home, but it's all just old classic rock stuff that nobody cares about. But, bands like T-Rex and,
You mean like a lot of the bumper music we used to use?
Right. That stuff.
What'd you give me that look for, John?
You know how much I loved and put together those songs just for us on this program to make it so unique. And now we've abandoned all my Hawaiian music, the surf music, the car music.
No, we throw
the rock
it in
and
once
roll.
In a while.
But I do want Green Day played often.
Okay.
All right.
Because that is a political
just today
firestorm.
Yeah. By the way, you why don't you wait until after the show's over to eat the banana bread?
Well, that's
can't
not...
you just save some for the rest of us?
No,
you'll be able
to
enjoy it more when you can savor it, and you're not trying to say something at the same time.
Right. Come on.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestion.
Well, you're always trying to say something, though, so I guess that's not possible.
But that's true, yeah. I can't keep my mouth shut, so.
It's National Wicked Day. Today, it's honoring one of Broadway's longest-running musicals known as Wicked. There's a movie out now, too,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Millions of theater fans from around the world are celebrating. Today is the musical Wicked premiered on Broadway a long time ago, 2003.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the movie was out first, wasn't it?
No.
The movie is coming out in like 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It started at the Gershwin Theater on Broadway on October 30th, 2003. Since then, get this.
Yeah.
It's been performed nearly 8,000 times and seen by over 50 million people.
Wow.
That's a lot of people.
That's great.
Do you know anything about the play or the movie?
Idea,
you know what it's based on or anything?
No.
You don't care?
You don't know at all?
I really don't know.
It's kind of, it's like a spinoff of Wizard
of
Oz.
Yeah, it's sort of the backstory of the Wicked Witch of the West.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
You don't care, do you?
No, I really don't. Well, wait.
What?
I may have seen a preview, a trailer of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've
probably been
playing it in the movie theaters.
Yeah.
The trailer for
it looks good.
Several months.
Looks good.
Yeah. Okay. It's National Publicist Day, recognizing publicists around the world. Boy, though, don't they do a great job?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
We love publicists.
Yes. Okay. We love ours.
I don't care. We don't care about this. Okay. Let's move on. We got to move on here. Okay. It's National Speak Up for Service Day. Speak Up for Service. Could that possibly
be? I don't know. Would help to kind of preview the stuff ahead of
recognizing the importance of young people being actively involved in community service.
Yeah.
See, this is a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Too often, the good deeds of young people go unnoticed by their communities. So Speak Up for Service Day is today. So,
yeah, a lot of kids in high school are required.
Right.
To provide some kind of service for credits.
Yeah. And it's National Candy Corn Day. Does anybody like candy corn at all?
Do we have that candy corn song yet?
Oh.
I can search for it. I remember playing it. I don't remember anything else about it.
It might be in the stack of stuff that we have saved.
Okay.
It's a big stack. It's like searching for a needle in a haystack.
I think it's called I Hate Candy Corn.
In the late 1800s, George Renninger of the Wondery Candy Company invented candy corn.
Oh.
Late 1800s, 1889, they started marketing it with a different candy company, and it's been messing people's teeth up since then.
It really has.
It's not good.
Boy, it was good.
It's disgusting.
When I was a kid, I loved that stuff.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Too sweet.
Now it's like
way too sweet.
Eating wax.
Yeah. Yes.
Taking a bite out of a wax apple.
Okay.
Here we go. I got it for you.
All right.
I don't like candy corn.
We're just getting started on our one-year anniversary of John and Gordy in the Morning. It is 19 minutes past 6, 92.7 WMDX. History is coming up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm back. We're back.
We're bad.
I'm back.
Come on.
I'm back.
Get down.
Get up off of that thing and dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing and dance to do
better. Sing along now.
Get up off of that thing and dance to do
better. Oh, man, that'll get you going.
Yes.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning.
That's us.
Yeah.
Celebrating our one-year anniversary today.
That's
hard
right.
to believe.
Yeah. And thank you, Paula Severson of Dane By Local.
Yeah, she sent us a nice note here congratulating us.
1 year.
How many one-year anniversaries have you had in all of the different media that you guys have had
well,
a show
let's see.
On?
We were at Triple M, but not quite a year. That only lasted 9 or 10 months.
8 months, I think it was.
Was it 8 months?
Yeah. They couldn't wait for the ninth month.
We were at MAD, but we started on weekends, and then we went for,
we moved into the morning show for a while.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's way too long ago.
I know. I know.
1992, 93, somewhere in there. Yeah. And then Fox 47, we were on the air, off the air, on the air, off the
air. Right, with our movie program. You can still watch those at democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Go to the John and Gordy Show tab and check out the weird stuff that we used to do.
What year did the cable access show start?
About 88
or so. It's crazy you don't remember that.
Well, it's 40 years ago.
I know. I've only been alive for 23, so.
Well, the thing is, we just did this stuff. You know, we didn't mark it on a calendar.
Yeah, that's
true. We just ended up doing a cable access show. I have no idea how that even happened.
Yeah, I don't remember how we did that.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Why did we even volunteer to do something like that?
I don't have any idea
how
we even found out about it. Like, I think we were watching some cable. It was What's Your Problem, that great show. We still got to bring that back somehow. Yeah. What's Your Problem? Which was two old guys and a phone, just phones sitting right next to them. And they would just take phone calls.
That was
calls.
A popular show.
It
really
was great.
It was
and
great
they just
stuff.
Took complaints or, you know,
two
from
old
people.
Guys
What's
complaining.
Your problem?
Like, did they provide advice or something? No,
well, kind of, but
they
mainly
just complained.
Like,
that's all they did. Yeah.
We got another text here, so no other 1 year anniversary.
Andrew and Catherine says so. No 1 year and other
what?
No other 1 year anniversary. This is a momentous occasion.
It is. Well, it's the first one we remember.
Yeah. Andrew sent us an eggplant emoji. One eggplant for 1 year. Thank you, Andrew.
Yes. Send those eggplant emojis. We love to see those.
Or cucumber. You know, I always said that the cucumber should be the symbol, not the eggplant. And that controversy took off.
Is there a
hit the fan,
is there a cucumber emoji, though?
I think there is. There's
got to
be a...
Sure.
I think they have all the vegetables. Hmm. And fruits or whatever they call them.
Sure.
Like, I don't want to be wrong about a cucumber.
Okay.
It could be a legume for all I know. So.
So what can we do to celebrate our 1 year anniversary?
Well, we could start, you know...
What?
We could do the show exactly like we usually do.
I've got an idea, and I think this will take off, okay? Because, you know, Christmas is coming up, and the Christmas decorations are out there already.
Okay.
What we need to do is to have a John and Gordy ornament. Right?
Really?
A John and Gordy ornament.
For Christmas?
Yes, and that ornament would be an identical version of John and Gordy's balls.
Oh, the ball. Okay.
Yeah, we got the balls, right? Now,
why don't we?
They just came in.
It's an unbreakable Christmas ornament.
It is. And not only that, but you look at your Christmas tree and you look at John and Gordy's balls.
What a great idea.
There's so much to be thankful for around Christmas
time.
Got to
workshop it a little bit.
Just like John and Gordy's balls.
There it is, a cucumber emoji.
Here's an idea. And you know, this is just out of the box, but how about we take 12 of our balls, okay? 12. We've got red ones, we've got blue ones. Take 6 of each.
String them up?
No. Go up to the roof, throw them off this morning. There's nobody out on the street. But people will find, though. We'll offer people to, if they find them, they can bring them into the station and get a t-shirt, too. How about that? Would that work?
That's a great idea.
You think so?
That's not a good idea.
Why not?
Because they have sewer.
Nobody's going to.
Sewer things that, you know.
Sewer grates?
We're going to clog up the drains in the city with John and Gordy's balls.
They're not going to hurt anybody. They're not going to. I mean, even if there's somebody walking around, it's not going to. It's just a very foamy.
It's a foam ball. It's not a gel-like ball.
No,
it's
not going to hurt anybody. Yeah.
So you can hold John and Gordy's balls.
Okay, we stop that. The only problem is I don't want to. Can we get up to the elevator and get them upstairs?
I thought we could just string
not,
a whole bunch of them
all
together.
Not to the roof, no.
And
how about if
we
send you up there, Sam? Can you do that?
Yeah, you could do that. You want to do this during the show?
Yes. Okay. Right, how about right after the show?
Yeah, we can do that.
Right after the show, go up to the roof, throw out a dozen of them. If anybody brings them back.
It's windy today. They could travel pretty far.
They could fly all over State Street. Just if you're walking down State Street, you see one of our balls, pick it up, bring it in, you get a t-shirt. How about that?
Okay.
Catherine, if you're listening, can you give us a big thumbs up approval? I mean, it can't hurt anybody, right?
It's almost, you know, that reminds me of our old cable, our movie show where, you know, we used to pass out the forks.
the plastic forks.
Be sure to return your plastic forks.
At our concession stand, return those plastic forks.
That was a good bit. Hey, do we have any history items we want to hit before we
do? We've got a couple minutes here. We'll run through these quick.
Pretend we're doing the show.
Today in 1894, the punch clock was invented.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, what a nightmare, huh?
Yeah. God. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Today,
Have either of you ever worked at a place? I worked in a factory where you had to do a punch clock.
Third shift,
several factories. Several different
I worked at one where we had a digital one. Never, an old, take the card out, actually, it punches it.
But, well, you miss the thrill of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it's real thrilling.
Yeah. What else happened? Let's
see. Today, are you familiar with the 1938 Orson Welles War of the Worlds thing?
Sure. Classic.
Yeah. So, for anyone who doesn't know, Orson Welles, in 1938, he was working in radio. He did a radio play of War of the Worlds, and a couple people thought that it was actually an invasion of from Mars
More
happening.
More than a couple, a lot of people.
That
not,
it was a
not
real
that
broadcast.
Many people.
It was a real broadcast.
It's kind of It's kind of been blown out of proportion over the years, but yes, there were some people who actually thought that the United States was getting invaded by people from outer space.
That's right.
It was really a great publicity stunt for Orson Welles.
It was.
His name.
It was.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen to this show and they think, is that a stunt?
Year-long stunt.
Are they really doing a show?
Yeah. Well, we will continue with John and Gordy in the Morning. Coming up, we'll get into trending, right? And Idiocracy.
Oh, Idiocracy.
That's
is next.
Yeah.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead. I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Sometimes.
92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy in the Morning. It is 6:34. Temperatures are warm again. 67 degrees to start things out. We'll see a high near 71. Maybe some rain this afternoon and some thunderstorms tonight.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Who knew that this segment of the show would become a sequel to the actual movie?
Idiocracy?
This is just outrageous. I mean, just one outrageous story after
the
next.
We should get to some texts real quick first, shouldn't we?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. You got.
Well,
you
mentioned it right as we went off in the break.
Yes.
And Andrew says, I'm waiting for Catherine Lake to burst into the studio dressed as Marilyn Monroe to sing his happy birthday for 1 year on the air.
Yeah.
And
then
a couple,
it would be great. A couple that came in over the break. Littering the square with your balls sounds like a great idea, Gordy.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah,
and
see?
Somebody else says they'll be waiting for the balls to drop.
Yeah, see, we're going to have a crowd gathering by the time 8 o'clock rolls around.
It's like New Year's Eve for them. waiting for the balls to drop.
In case you missed it, we're going to throw 12 of them out there.
Yeah.
One for each month that we've been on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You think we should throw more?
No, I just think it's funny your reasoning behind it.
Okay. We're just going to throw them willy-nilly off the top of the building, and it's pretty windy out there, so they could travel quite a bit.
Are we going to throw them right into the intersection? Is that what
Why not? I mean, they're not going to hurt anything.
You aim for the cars going through below.
Sure. You can't aim from up... What is it, six stories up?
Dayton Street is a little busy. You know?
How many stories is this?
The roof is probably five floors up.
Is it?
I think.
Oh, is it?
Is that right?
Okay. Well, we'll throw them out there, and if you are lucky enough to get one of those balls, you can bring it into the station, and we'll give you a T-shirt.
I'm glad you guys are planning this, because...
you want nothing to do with it? Is that what you're saying?
I'm gone. I'm going home. No, I'll help. I'll watch you. All right.
Well, we'll
I know this is going to be dangerous.
We'll
People are going to be, you know, jumping out in front of cars out there.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
People are going to be fighting in the streets over
that. That's right.
They're going to be tackling each other.
For a T-shirt and a
mass
ball?
Mass hysteria.
I don't think so.
And by the way, the color.
Yeah.
Red and blue.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
I just want to let people know the actual colors. Red and blue, yes.
It's a very pale blue.
It is.
Right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. I'm colorblind, so it doesn't matter. So, okay. Yeah, what do we got for Idiocracy?
All right. Idiocracy.
Oh, did we read all the texts? We got a few more.
Yeah, we got them all.
We got them all, yeah.
Okay.
It looks like a lot to you, but it's...
Geez, do not litter. Idiocracy, indeed. Well, it's not
there
littering.
We go. See,
they're not littering. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
It's not trash.
I'm worried. People jump out in front of the cars on Dayton
Street.
These
things are hot commodities.
Okay.
It's like leaving gold in the streets.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens. I know the crowd's already forming out there.
We'll throw a ball out, and then the BRT is going to be speeding down State Street.
And it'll swerve to avoid it, and it'll be a big crash.
Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get into Idiocracy.
Please.
Now.
We're already in Idiocracy. All right. Let's go to the Joe Rogan show. You know, we haven't really touched on Trump's appearance on Joe Rogan. Now, Trump claimed Wisconsin took liberties during the pandemic that needed legislative approval, of course.
Sure.
Everybody remembers our gerrymandered Republican legislature took the rest of the year off during a pandemic and an election. It wouldn't come back to address any of the pandemic's effects on the election. We all recall that.
Yes.
And again, you know, all of the troubles that we're talking about today could have been prevented at the time. But we spin our wheels and we talk about old times that the Republicans have fallen short. Now, in this clip with Joe Rogan, Trump slips and says, "I lost." And of course, Joe Rogan laughed at it. And then, of course, Trump pivots to Hunter Biden's laptop. Well, let's just go to it, you know, describing this damn thing. 223.
I want to talk about 2020 because you said over and over that you were robbed in 2020.
Yeah, totally.
How do you think you were robbed? Everybody always cuts you off. I'm going to
allow.
Do.
Well, they not only cut you off. Well, what I'd rather do is we'll do it another time, and I would bring in papers that you would not believe. So many
papers.
Different papers.
A lot of papers.
That
different
election
papers.
Was so crooked. It was the
it
most
was.
Crooked
it
election.
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start from the top and the easy ones.
Okay. Right.
They were supposed
Try
to get legislative
one.
Approval
yeah.
to do the things they did, and they didn't get it.
They,
in many
they were on
cases,
vacation.
They didn't get it.
They were on
things?
Vacation.
Anything.
Legislative
they made,
approval.
Like
of
for extensions of the voting, for voting
were,
earlier, for this.
Right.
For all different things.
No. That
By law, they had to get legislative approvals.
No.
You don't have to go any further than that. If you take a look at
Wisconsin. We are going to, though, aren't we?
They virtually admitted that the election was rigged, robbed, and stolen. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present
well,
this
let me,
ever? do you think like
let
a,
me just give you one
okay,
more before
yeah.
51 intelligence agents yep. come up that the laptop was from Russia.
Yeah,
it turned out to be totally false.
51 former intelligence
wasn't from
agents
laptop.
They say
wasn't
that made
from Russia.
I don't believe it's this much, but it doesn't have to. I didn't lose, but they say I lost.
There was.
They say I lost.
That's golden.
22,
that's classic
votes.
Stuff there.
51.
All right,
that's enough.
That's all we can take.
It sounds like he's on downers, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
My God,
no question.
I practically fell asleep. Wow. Anyway, yeah, it's crazy stuff.
Yep, definitely.
All right, and here's a little story. Ron Johnson. Make an appearance on Vicki McKenna's show again.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a surprise.
I know. I
he
know.
Never shows up there anymore.
It's a love fest when he appears on her program.
It is. Yeah, they
he's
love
probably
each other.
The only person that would appear in McKenna's program. Well, he was on there, and they were frantic about the low turnout and lazy Republican voters. We're just going to sit out this election. Did you know that?
No.
I did not. See, they have their hand on the heartbeat of the mega party. And this is what's happening. This is what's bothering them.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't know that, but they're calling the Republican voters, or MAGAs, lazy for not getting out there and voting what they know. What they know, I don't, but I'm taking their word
for it.
They have
internal polls.
Yeah. Maybe. I have no doubt. They have ears to the ground. So, anyway, I had to laugh. and this is not something that Vicki McKenna would make up, although the rest of her program is all fiction, and she has made up all of that stuff. So.
Well, that, you know, Ron Johnson would know, I would think, if he's got access to
all the information. Right?
So,
right, he would know that.
I would think he would have that.
Well,
what are you looking for?
I want to get out this other thing too.
Okay.
I made some pictures. You know, I took some.
She draws some
screen
stick
captures.
Figures or
no,
what?
No, oh. These are screen captures, stick figures. Well, you know me.
You did get
You're such an
you
artist.
Did get kicked out of art school.
Yeah, I did.
Late in art school will never be the same.
Yeah. The stick figures didn't go over well in figure drawing class.
Who knew?
Made those nude models just, you know, worthless at that point.
You just went for the class where the nude models would show up?
That was part of the class, you know.
Okay.
Can you imagine being a volunteer? I mean, you know, these were volunteer students at the university.
No.
And they'd do that on the side.
Yeah.
They'd appear naked in art class.
You probably get so bored. You just sit there for hours while people draw you.
It is not easy. You know, it really is.
Were you a nude model?
No. No, people would spend too much time, you know.
Gawking.
Gawking. Yep. I thought this was really interesting. There's a screen capture from MSNBC the other day. Donald Trump says he will prosecute his enemies, order mass deportations, use soldiers against citizens, abandon allies, play politics with disasters, and you should believe him when he does tell us this stuff. These statements are so outrageous and outlandish, so openly in conflict with the norms and values of American democracy that many find them hard to regard as anything but empty bluster. Mm. And the point, of course, is that. On the street interviews, I've seen so many of them just, you know, to get MAGA say the darndest things. Mm. But a lot of them have that one thing in common, and that is that they actually believe that it's just bluster.
He says
stuff.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's no big deal.
Where he's going to execute his opponents. The guardrails are off if he were president.
Yeah. That's just him being him.
He's not going to do any of that stuff. Unitarian executive is just, none of that stuff exists. Yeah. He doesn't mean it. All right.
But the scary part is he actually does mean it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the media is very tough. You know, he can say all these things and the media reports it, but they're not tough on Trump for saying this stuff. They just report it. So it's okay. You know, this is Trump being Trump.
Yeah. There's so much of it. Why do we, you know. Report on one thing, then you got to report on all the things.
But then, of course, you know, the newspapers have to be fair, right? And then really come down hard on Harris for any little tiny thing that she says. And here are a couple of headlines from Vox, BBC. You know, you wouldn't expect them to be saying ridiculous things, but they also have participated in trashing the Democrat only because they just, you know, they got to be fair. And here's one of the headlines BBC wrote, "Why Harris moved from joy to calling Trump a fascist." Wow. Oh, boy. How could she possibly imagine doing that? Vox, "How Trump is a fascist became Kamala's closing argument." Oh, my gosh. That what a horrible thing for her to do. That's so unfair. Yeah. All right. And then Harris drops the F-bomb on CNN's town hall.
Oh no.
Does she know that word? Well, I am just shocked.
Yeah,
I'm just shocked.
Yeah.
How about this? Is Kamala Harris right to call Donald Trump a fascist? That's a question I had.
Yeah.
I was just scratching my head on that thing. That's just outrageous. How could she ever imagine doing that? And then, of course, Vanity Fair, Kamala Harris goes there. Trump is a fascist. goes there. What is going on? What's wrong with these people?
It's crazy time. We're down to the last few days.
We got to call a guy a fascist. I mean, that's what it's all about.
That's what it is.
That he is a fascist.
Yeah.
His people, the people that work for him, are calling him a fascist. Yes.
People have been calling him a fascist since 2016, even.
Yes.
That's absolutely true. But, you know, we didn't have enough evidence, right?
Yeah.
But when you have everybody that has worked under him calling him a fascist, it's about time the media said, well, you know, maybe we should report this.
Well, and if you need any more proof, just look at any of the clips from the Madison Square Garden visit.
Right.
I mean, that was all just one big fascist show.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's over the top. There's still some blowback on that. We got a text here. You can text us at 608-879-TALK or use the Civic Media app. Do you think it's the new normal that Hulk Hogan can't even tear his his T-shirt anymore? He can't rip it apart. He tries and tries.
That was embarrassing. That was terrible.
I felt bad for Hulk Hogan.
Well, the thing is, you know, he does his poses, right?
Yeah.
And he's in pretty good shape yet, his arms anyway. But, you know, he's got a beer belly. He's got a big belly. And as he was trying to rip that off, his belly, you know, he wasn't conscious of, you know, his beer belly. He usually draws it in and looks muscular, but, you know, it didn't look good.
How old do you think? Sam, can you look up how old Hulk Hogan is?
I think he's 85 now.
Terry Bollea. No.
He's 71.
Yeah.
71.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, he's ancient.
He looks like he's, you know, his muscles are still, still got good tone and
I
want to
like Hulk Hogan. Yeah. I want to like him. I grew up watching him in wrestling, the World Wrestling Federation, one of the great times in history when all of that stuff culminated into
Mean
entertainment
Gene.
Like no one could. Oh, yeah.
Mean Gene Okerlund and Randy Macho Man Savage.
Macho Man.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Hulk Hogan.
He was
would get on with
else.
Gene Mean Gene Okerlund and turn his back to the camera. Yeah. For half of the interview.
And Mean Gene couldn't get a question in edgewise.
Funny
stuff. Yeah, it was great stuff.
Good,
it was great
good
stuff.
Deal.
All right. Anyway, that's Idiocracy for today.
It is 6:49, and we've got more of John and Gordy in the Morning right around the corner on 92.7 WMDX. Good morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Nice. 92.7 WMDX and Johnny Gordy in the morning show.
It's 67 degrees. High near 71 today. Cloudy this morning. Showers this afternoon.
Why do
storms
we keep changing
tonight.
The name of this program?
I don't.
We
you just you keep changing
thing?
The name of it.
Well, I let the family show kind of stuck, but now, you know, we're going to be John and Gordon in the morning.
I think we just need a little more coffee. What do you
think?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Who wants coffee?
Over here, buddy.
Here.
Here's one of our buddies.
Does anybody want
He's been
coffee?
With us a long time.
Hey, wait a minute.
This one-year anniversary.
He
never looks
coffee?
Over here.
What's the matter with him?
Okay.
Open the door. Let him out.
Okay.
Let him out. Just go out. Go out in the street.
Everybody in the office is upset.
Who wants coffee?
All right.
Who wants coffee?
Okay.
I think that's a fake pot of coffee.
I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Anybody want coffee?
Easy, pal. Get him out. We're security when we need him.
I know. I know. He needs blood pressure drugs. All right. Let's go to Scott Walker, okay?
Oh, do we have to?
Yeah. I'm trying to understand Scott Walker to this day. For some reason, I don't know why. But he's just a really strange person, okay? So anyway, Scott Walker, I'm going to play a clip here.
Okay.
He claims the issues are on Trump's side for this election, okay? This is what he claims. Now, here he is. This is cut 225, and let's listen to Scott Walker.
What is your impression of her final pitch here, closing sales pitch to the American public?
I think they're making a huge mistake, but it's because they got nothing better to end with. It's all about attack, attack, attack. The issues are on the side of Donald Trump.
No.
Not really.
They're really not on the side of Donald Trump. A recent poll of Americans preferred Harris's agenda more than Trump's when candidates' names were withheld in the poll. I thought this was a fantastic idea for a poll. 217 is the cut I'd like to hear on this. This is Catherine Rampell on this poll. Let's check it out.
This is one of those things where you look at people's views and they're blind on whose name is attached to the views.
Right.
And tell us more about what it found.
So YouGov, the polling organization, polled Americans on 130 or so policies from both of the candidates and didn't tell the survey respondents whose policies were whose. And they asked people, do you like it? Do you dislike it? And the general finding was that Kamala Harris's agenda was head and shoulders much more popular than Trump's. Almost all of her policies got majority support.
Okay, so that disproves Scott Walker's idea that the issues are on Trump's side.
Yeah,
didn't
sure.
prove to be true. All right, now, if you can just help me with this one, okay? This is the other part of Scott Walker's comment. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Let's see if you can make sense out of this, okay? Which I call things we should have done, okay? It's the old right-wing talking point. They should have done this before, all right?
Sure.
Let's listen to cut 226.
And get this, the irony is they're attacking him for things he didn't do in his 4 years as president, telling you he will do them in the next 4 years, and ignoring the fact that they're telling you Harris will do things in her next 4 years that she and Joe Biden did not do in the last 4 years. Americans are smarter than that.
Now, you know why I'm a little confused and bumping into walls at this point. Oh, my
yes.
God. Oh, my. Oh, yeah. My. Oh, my. I know there's no way to explain that one. I just know there isn't any.
It's self-explanatory.
But you know what? That is a great comment. That is actually funny. The way it is. I mean, it's just, I don't even have to explain it. Okay, let's get to the Jake Tapper cut, because I think this is just a fantastic thing that he did. And he got a lot of credit for doing something very creative as a news anchor.
Do we have time for that, Sam?
Do you want to? No, we don't.
Really?
Do you want to start it?
Yeah.
All right.
House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell called on Vice President Harris today to end what they call dangerous rhetoric against Donald Trump, saying in part, quote, the vice president's words more closely resemble those of President Trump's second would-be assassin than her own earlier appeal to civility. Labeling a political opponent as a fascist risks inviting yet another would-be assassin to try robbing voters of their choice before Election Day. Okay, so the two Republican leaders expressing concern about Kamala Harris calling Donald Trump a fascist.
Yeah.
Let's show an example of Harris doing exactly what McConnell and Johnson are taking issue with.
All right.
She's a Marxist, communist, fascist, socialist.
I'm sorry, the control room, that was actually Donald Trump calling Kamala Harris a fascist in September. Control room, are you ready? Please run the clip of Kamala Harris calling Donald Trump a fascist, which offended the Republican leaders.
Somebody's got to explain this one. This is a radical left, Marxist, communist, fascist.
Okay, again, I'm sorry. That was Trump calling Harris a fascist.
Right, yeah.
I apologize. Control room, can we get it together?
Man, get it
Johnson
together.
And McConnell are very upset that Kamala Harris called Donald Trump a fascist. Please roll the clip.
We have a fascist person running who's incompetent, and we have a president who's not even around.
Guys, I'm trying to show the clip of Donald Trump being called a fascist. That's what Speaker Johnson and Leader McConnell are really worried about.
All right.
That's Jake Tapper.
So he finally...
He
finally plays the clip there. So.
It's good.
But yeah, it kind of disproves whatever, you know, McConnell and Mike Johnson were trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, coming up, our big story right around the corner, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris at the Ellipse with 75,000 supporters.
That's amazing.
Last night. That's coming up. It's the one-year anniversary of John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Gordy in the Morning.
John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.